Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is the final installment for Tafsir of Juz Amma, the 30th Juz in the Quran. And Juz Amma starts with Surah 78. And because we've been going backwards, it's the last one. So it's Surah Nab, which translates as the news, NEWS, the news. And it's the page 214 in CD's book, which we'll turn to as soon as we do some recitation. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا صراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أَمَّا يَتَسَاءَلُونَ عَنِ النَّبَإِ الْعَظِيمِ الَّذِي هُمْ فِيهِ مُخْتَلِفُونَ كَلَّا سَيَعْلَمُونَ ثُمَّ كَلَّا سَيَعْلَمُونَ أَلَمْ نَجْعَلِ الْأَرْضَ مِهَادًا وَجِبَالًا أَوْتَادًا وَخَلَقْنَاكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا وَجَعَلْنَا نَوْمَكُمْ سُبَاتًا وَجَعَلْنَا اللَّيْلَ لِبَاسًا وَجَعَلْنَا النَّهَارَ مَعَاشًا وَبَنَيْنَا فَوْقَكُمْ سَبْعًا شِدَادًا وَجَعَلْنَا سِرَاجًا وَهَّاجًا وَأَنزَلْنَا مِنَ الْمُعْصِرَاتِ مَاءً ثَجَّاجًا لنخرج به هبا ونباتا وجنات الفافا إن يوم الفصل كان ميقاتا يوم ينفخ في الصور فتأتون أفواجا وفتحت السماء فكانت أبوابا وسيرت الجبال فكانت سرابا إن جهنم كانت مرصادا للطاغين مهابا لابثين فيها أحقابا لا يذوقون فيها بردا ولا شرابا إِلَّا حَمِيمًا وَغَسَّاقًا إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا لَا يَرْجُونَ جُنَّ حِسَابًا وَكَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا كِذَابًا Vakulashayin Vadu Kufalal Narzidahum Adaba Vakavayibadataraba Layasmauna fihala wawalakidaba Jizahamim Rabika La yamlikuna minhu khitaba yawma yakumu ruhu wal Akala sawaba Dhalikal yawmul haq Man shaha Kumadaban kariba Kariban yawma yandurul mar'u makdamat Read it in English. In the name of Allah, the universally merciful, the singularly compassionate, of what do they question one another of the awesome tidings about which they differ? Not so, but they will come to know the reality of the situation. Once again, not so, but they will come to know. Have we not made the earth a cradle, and the mountain as pegs? And we created you in pairs, and we made sleep so you might rest. And we made the night as a garment, and we made the day by which one lives. And we built above you seven strong ones, and we made a blazing lamp. And we sent down from the rain clouds water cascading so that we might bring forth grass and herbs, and gardens luxuriant, and truly the day of decision is a fixed time. The day the trumpet is blown, and you come in legions, and the heavens are opened like gates, and the mountains are set in motion, becoming a mirage. Truly, Jahannam waits in ambush, a home for those who overstep the bounds, in which they shall tarry for ages. They will not taste within it coolness, nor any drink except boiling water. And a paralyzing cold, a suitable reward. Truly they hoped there would be no accounting, and lied about our signs, loudly denied them. And we have recorded everything in a book, so taste it, and we shall not increase you save in punishment. Truly for those who guard themselves for Allah there is triumph. Enclosed gardens and vineyards, glorious companions well matched, and a full cup. In it one never hears idle talk or lies. A reward from your Lord, a gift, a reckoning. Lord of the heavens and the earth and all between them, the universally merciful to whom they have no power to speak. On the day when the spirit and the angels are ranged in ranks, no one shall speak except one, whom the merciful has given permission, who speaks aright. This is the day of truth, so whoever wills should fall back on his Lord. Truly, we have warned you of suffering near at hand. A day when a man will look at that which his hands have sent before him, and those who cover up the truth will cry, "Oh, if only I were dust." Salakalahati. Surah An-Nab was revealed in Mecca and consists of 40 verses in which Allah says, "Ama yatasalun an-nab illadin." About what do they ask one another? They ask about the tremendous news. They would ask each other about the resurrection and delve into it out of mocking denial of its reality. And not asking about it sincerely, they don't ask about its reality, but about its arrival, which is only a state among its states and a quality among its descriptions. It is also said that the tremendous news they ask each other about is the Quran. So he expressed wonderment at their differences and arguments and hypocritical questions concerning it, when it is the truth without doubt from Allah. So they should not have to argue or ask about it deridingly. Allah said, rather it is a supreme message. 3867. This supreme, upright message is immense because of the immensity of Allah, the ancient, and none reaches its blessedness except the folk of Allah and His elect. They used to ask the believers about the tremendous news, namely the resurrection and what follows it. In this verse, he magnifies its rank, for he himself condescends to acknowledge the question and address it. Alladhi hum fihi muhtalifun, about which they disagree. So there are some that accept its reality without a second thought, and others that doubt it. Some deny the physical resurrection, like some of the people of the book, Jews and Christians. And if it is taken to mean the Quran, some claim it to be sorcery. Others claim it soothsaying, and others simply reject it because of envy and arrogance. Kalla sayalamun. No, but in time they will come to understand it. Soon they will know the truth for themselves when they meet face to face with the punishment. Thumma kalla sayalamun. Once again, no, but in time they will come to understand. He repeated it to intensify the meaning and to act as a deterrent against rejection of its truth, and a threat to those who obey it. And a threat to those who deny it. The second threat is more severe than the first, for the first threat is enacted during the withdrawal of the soul, while the second is enacted during the resurrection. Or it is said that the first refers to the resurrection, while the second refers to the final recompense handed out to everyone. And know that when the lights of the way appear and the secrets of the people of realization manifest, then talk of it among the people increases and they begin to ask each other about it. So in their context, it is said, why do they ask about? They ask about the tremendous affair, which is none other than the appearance of the real Al-Haq and witnessing his manifestation, about which they sharply differ. Some deny it outright, and there are others who secretly affirm it, and these are generally unknown. But soon they will know when the truth is realized and the falsehood of pretensions is exposed, and the profligate sinks in regret, though the regret will not avail him. For that is the day when feet will slip. Allah then says, "Alam najalil arda mihada," Have we not made the earth as a couch for you? It is laid out and spread wide like a carpet for you, so that you dwell upon it, so that when they denied the resurrection, it was said to them, did not the same one who will resurrect you create these wondrous creations? So why do you deny his ability to resurrect, when reviving creation is much easier than creating it from nothing in the beginning? And it is said to them, why did he do all these things, if the wise does not do anything out of vain sport without purpose? So when you deny the resurrection, you are implying that all this is for no purpose, and this is not consonant with his wisdom. From here it is made evident that the topic they question is the resurrection, and not the Quran, or the prophets, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wal jibala al-tada, and the mountain as pegs for it. Pegs for the earth so that it does not move uncontrollably with you on it. So he stabilized the earth with the mountains, just as one stabilizes the tent with pegs. Wa khalaqnakum azwaja, and we created you in pairs, male and female. We created you in various types and forms and differing skin colors and forms and languages. وَجَعَلْنَا نَوْمَكُمْ مَكُومَ سُبَاتًا, we made your sleep a period of rest. In it you find rest for your bodies from the toil of the day's work. وَجَعَلْنَا لَيْلًا لِبَاسًا, and we made the night as a cloak for it. It enwraps you with its darkness as the cloak enwraps you, so he used clothes as an example for the night. وَجَعَلْنَا نَهَارًا مَعَاشًا, and made the day a source of livelihood. He made the day the period in which you find life and leave your beds and seek your livelihood and fulfill your needs. Abainana faukakum sabaan shidada. We built above you seven powerful firmaments, seven heavens of power and fortified structure, unaffected by the passing of time. And he used the verb built because it is like a domed roof built over the creation. وَجَعَلْنَا سِرَاجًا وَهَّاجًا, and made a blazing lamp. A lamp intensely bright, combining between light and heat. It refers to the sun, which is exceedingly bright and hot. So this world is like a house, and its lamp during the day is the sun, and during the night is the moon and stars. وَأَنْزَلْنَا مِنَ الْمُرْسَلَاتِ مَاءً ثَجَّاجًا, and from the wind-driven clouds we sent down waters pouring in abundance. Quran 78:14. These refer to the heavily laden clouds as they are combined together and driven by the winds. And it is narrated that Allah sends the winds with the water, vapor to the clouds, and then squeezes them like water is squeezed from a sponge under pressure, and so the rainwater falls. لِنُخْرِجَ بِهِ حَبًّا, so that with it water we bring forth grain. Grain to be nourished by the rainwater, such grains as wheat, barley, and so on. وَنَبْتًا, and vegetation, such as straw and grass, which serves as cattle fodder. In general, these are all food and nourishment for humans and animals. وَجَنَّاتٍ أَلْفَافًا, and dense lush gardens, filled with date palms and various fruits and trees. And know that in these actions mentioned by Allah, he validates the truth of the resurrection in three ways. His power and ability. For the one who is able to perform all these stupendous acts without any help is fully able to resurrect humans and judge them. 2, his knowledge and wisdom. For the one who originated these creations in such intricate harmony with noble ends and uses for the creation could not possibly have done all that without any wisdom or purpose behind it. 3, the self-same acts. For wakefulness after sleep serves as an example of resurrection after death. And the people see this process every day, similarly with the emergence of plants and seeds from a previously dead barren earth. So they witness all these phenomena which serve to demonstrate an approximation of the emergence of the dead from their graves after their passing away. So did he not perform all these acts to validate the reality of the resurrection and to give reasons to believe in it? So what is wrong with you that you delve into discussing it with full denial and ask about it in mocking derision? Have we not made the earth of humanness as a wide carpet for servitude and for fulfilling the rights of lordship, and the mountains of the intellect as pegs to stabilize it, so that it does not lean with the lower desires away from balance and uprightness, and made you into pairs and groups such as Gnostics, scholars, worshippers, ascetics, the righteous, the ignorant, the rebellious, the non-believers, etc.? And did we not make your sleep as rest for the hearts from eyewitnessing, shuhud, by leaning to something sensory, hiss, every now and then? For the perpetuity of witnessing annihilates the humanness. And it was narrated in the hadith, give rest to your hearts with indulging in something permitted. And he, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, said, your sensory sleep is a rest for the bodies so they may return their vigor for worship. And we made the night of separation as a cloak which covers and occludes witnessing. And we made the day of beholding, yan, as a source of life for the spirits and secrets. And we built over you seven demanding way stations which if you traverse and ascend them, you will come to the open space of witnessing, shuhud. And they include sincere repentance and detachment, zud, and perseverance and striving against the ego self and breaking its habits. And we made in that space the sun of gnosis which never sets. And we sent down from the heavens of the unseen abundant water which gives life to the spirits and secrets and is the water of divine inspirations and Gnostic intimations direct from his presence, so that we extract the grains of wisdom to nourish the spirits and the fruits of knowledge to nourish the souls. And we cause to grow lush gardens of oneness which comprise the trees bearing fruits of the experiential taste of reality, dhok, and the deep shades of proximity. In the yawm al-fasli, verily the day of distinction between the true and the false. Know that the day of distinction and division is that wherein the people will be divided between the successful and the wretched, and between each group of people in accordance with their differing characters and actions and forms. Kanamikata has its appointed time. It has a specified appointed moment with Allah in his knowledge and wisdom, and all creation is headed for it. The day wherein the horn is sounded. This refers to the second blast of the trumpet, which will recombine the spirits to their bodies and bring them back to life. And you all come forward in multitudinous thought throngs. You come in different groups, each group following behind their leader, grouped together in accordance with their beliefs and actions. Know that the day of division separates the common and the elect. They, the common, travel from the station of the folk of the right hand to the station of those brought near, becoming elect. This transposition is set at an appointed time in the knowledge of Allah, and it is also the period in which he moves from witnessing the creation to witnessing the Creator, and from the station of demonstrative proofs to the station of direct beholding of the truth. That day will be when the horn of the spirits previously destined for special divine providence will be blown, and so they will be agitated with an unsettling yearning or disquieting fear. So you will come forward to the holy presence in throngs, walking towards it under the hand of the all-informed. Wafutihati sama wufakanat abwaba. And the heavens are opened up and become as wide gates. The gates are opened to allow the voyaging spirits to ascend through them. Wasuriyati rijabalu. And the mountains are set in motion. meaning the mountains of the intellect during the brilliant emanation of the lights of the realities. Fakana Tsarama, to vanish as if they were a mirage. And so nothing remains of the light of the intellect except what would be used to differentiate between the sensory, his, and the spiritual, mana, and between the law, sharia, and the reality, hakika. In the jahannam kahanat mursada itahinanaba. Indeed, the fire will lie in wait, a goal for all the transgressors. This is the fire of distance. It's the end of those who arrogantly refuse to lower their heads to acquire the good, and who remain with the commonality of the folk of the left hand. It will be their eternal resting place, so they will not be removed from it. Labithinna fiha kaba, and it will remain for ages, for the span of their lives and what follows their death. La yadhukuna fiha barda, wherein they shall not taste any coolness, wherein they shall not taste any coolness of contentment and satisfaction. Walla sharamba, nor any drink to quench their thirst, nor any drink of the drink of submission. Illa hamima, except for boiling water, which is the heat of self-management and personal choice. Ahasaka, and freezing hell, the freezing hell of this lower world, and the distress and grief that comes from it. Jaza'an wifaka, as an appropriate requital, because gratifying their own lower desires was their only concern. Innahum kanu la yarjuna hisaba. Behold, they were not expecting to be called to account. So they did not take themselves to account, nor did they bother to rid their spirits from it. Wa kada habu bid ayatina kitahaba, and denounced our signs as lies. They rejected the elect slaves who are the awliya, who guide to Allah. So it be said to them, fadhuku, so taste. Taste the torment of separation. Falan nazidakum illa daba, for we will only increase your amount of punishment. We will not increase you save in hardship and fear and distress. I seek refuge in Allah from an unpleasant decree and from the malicious rejoicing of my enemies at my misfortunes. Inna li fi mutaqtina malzaza. But indeed, for the God-wary, there is supreme fulfillment. These are the opposite of the transgressors of the limits of justice as defined by the law and reason. And they are those who work to purify themselves of blameworthy blemishes and evil actions. And they are the ones who will be saved from the fire, which is the final abode of the transgressors. Hadaikafa Naba, gardens and vineyards. These successful ones will have gardens of noble character, traits and vineyards of the fruits of their excellent actions. Wakawayiba, and splendid companions, the forms of the traces of the divine names in the gardens of the divine actions. Ataraba, well matched, equal in rank. Wakasandihaka, and a cup overflowing. Overflowing with the sweetness of love mixed with lordly knowledges, because the inhabitants of the garden of effects and actions have no desire except for his good pleasure. Jazam mirabika atan hisaba, a reward from your Lord, a gift in accordance with his own reckoning. His pure gift which suffices them and fulfills their aspirations and degrees of hope. Allah Most High then said, Rabisawati war ardi wa ma bainahuma rahma. Sustaining Lord of the heavens and the earth and all between them, the All-Merciful. In mentioning his lordship and encompassing mercy, he hints at the extent of the recompense he is to give them. La yamlikuna minhu khitaba. None shall have the authority to speak before him without his permission. The inhabitants of the heavens and the earth do not have any authority or ability to intercede for anyone except by his express permission. And how could the weak creature own any independent authority before Allah to even breathe a single breath? Impossible. For He is Allah, the One, the Compeller, and on that day His awesomeness will appear before everyone, including the commonality. As for the elect, they always behold His might and awesomeness as a blessing specific for them. يوم يقوم الروح والملائكة صفا. On the day when the spirit and the angels shall stand in ranks. The ruh here refers to Jibril alayhi salam. So he and all the angels shall stand before Allah in ranks. لا يتكلمون إلا من أذن له الرحمن. None shall speak except him who the All-Merciful grants permission to. They shall not utter a word due to their fear, except those whom the All-Merciful grants permission to speak. وَقَالَ صَوَابَ. He says only what is correct. They do not open their mouths except after the divine permission comes over them. And then they strive their utmost to not utter anything but the truth with utmost courtesy and humility. ذَلِكَ الْيَوْمُ الْحَقُّ. That is the day of ultimate truth. That is the mighty day in which the spirit and the angels will stand in ranks, unable to speak concerning themselves or another, due to the terrible majesty of that day. Aman sha tahada illa rabbihi ma'aba. Whoever wills, then let him take the path that leads to his Lord, to return to him through righteous action. If the above is without doubt the true nature of that severe day, then whoever wishes to obtain a goodly reward with his Lord, then let him return to him with faith, iman, and obedience intending his good pleasure. Inna andakarnakum adaban kariba. Indeed, we have warned you of an imminent punishment. This is referring to the punishment of the hereafter, and he declared it imminent because of its verified approach. And anything which is approaching is considered imminent. It is as if, it is as he said above, on that day it will be as if they stayed on the earth but 1 hour of a single day. يَوْمَ يَنْذُرُ الْمَرُوا مَا قَدَّمَتْ يَدَاهُ. On the day when the human shall see clearly what his hands have sent ahead for him. He will see the good and the bad actions of his hands which he sent forth before him to wait in store for him, and he will meet with a just recompense for all he did. Wa yaqulu al-kafiru ya laitani kuntu turaba. And the unbeliever will say, oh, would that I were mere dust. I wish that I were but dirt so that I could not be held responsible for anything or be resurrected on this day. This is an expression of his deep regret and grief over the duties he neglected towards Allah. And for the believer, he will say, come and read my record of deeds, 69:19. Out of his intense joy for his obedience to the divine commands and which he stored for himself during this life. And know, my beloved, that for those who are truly wary of Allah as he deserves, there is success and a way out from the confines of beholding the creations to beholding and witnessing the Creator. And this is what it means to enter the gardens of Gnosis and to find ecstasy in the sweetness of that witnessing for whoever is able to contain it. They will drink from the cup of eternal wine, and they will not hear any vain speech or falsehood in the holy divine presence due to their utmost courtesy. And this is a recompense from the All-Merciful Lord for their striving during the days of their walking the path, a gift which meets all their expectations and more. They are not able to speak freely before him because of their awe at his might, and this is for a people he has established in the station of reverential awe. And there is another group he has established in the station of joyous expansion. And these are they who speak on his gnosis and intercede for his servants in both worlds, this and the next. And whoever speaks in this world from his unveiling and witnessing, then he is granted permission in both this world and the next to speak with the real Al-Haq. Full of solemnity and awe, by his agency Allah will salvage much of the creation from destruction. The day when the spirit, meaning the genus of pure spirits who has joined rank with the angels, will stand together in the station of servitude in which they find their nobility. In the divine presence they cannot speak except if they are granted specific permission by the All-Merciful to intercede for others in accordance to their rank with him, and to speak the correct truth with courtesy, adab, in his speech. So if he speaks with courtesy, then his intercession is accepted. And the number he can intercede for depends on the sublimity of his rank. That is the day of ultimate truth, in which the realities will be verified as true, and the pretensions and those who make them will be exposed as false. So whoever wills, let him take the path leading to his Lord, which is the path of return to him, and the full orientation of one's being to him, refusing all other than him. We have warned you of an imminent punishment, the torture of turning attentively to the ego self and the lower world and the selfish passions. And on that day when the human will see what his hands have wrought, whether good or bad, and the rejecter and coverer of truth who rejected the way of the elect until he died under the thick veil will say, "Oh, would that I were but dust," out of deep regret of the opportunities he missed to arrive at the station of those brought near. I ask him to make us among those Gnostics brought near, so we may be granted his gnosis, and that we not conceive in our existence anything except Allah. Amin. Bismillah Rahman Rahim. Kullu huwa Allahu Ahad. Allahu Samad. Lam Yalid wa Lam Yalad wa Lam Yakuluhu Kufuwan Ahad. Bismillah Rahman Rahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, Maliki Yawm Adin, Ihiyaka Na'budu Iyaka Nasta'in, Ihdina Sirata Al-Mustaqim, Sirata Ladina Namta Alayhim, Ghayru Magdubi Alayhim, Waladolin. Amin. 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 Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.